Welcome back, guys, to another episode of No Context Convos. I'm Brianna, your host number one.
And I'm Dakota, host number two.
I'm only saying I'm number one because I'm saying it first, because it'd be weird if I introduced myself and said, and I'm host number two, and then you introduce yourself and you're like, I'm host number one. That would be a little weird.
I don't mind being number two. It's okay.
Okay. Well, technically you are.
Somebody asked
hosting this one.
Oh.
I'm just here for the entertainment.
I don't know if it's controversial or not, but I think that there are games in the Olympics that should not be in the Olympics because they're not Olympic enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like badminton. Should not count. I don't know why that ever became a thing.
What were the original games in the Olympics? Do you know?
Like running and javelin.
Throwing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Have you seen the videos of the guy who, it's the one, I don't even know what to fucking call it. It's the one where like they run holding a stick.
Javelin.
No. They don't throw it.
Oh, is it the long jump one?
Yeah. Where they have to flip over the thingy-me bobber?
Yeah, I can't remember what that's called.
Anyway, have you seen the guy who was disqualified because his schlong was too big and it like caught on the high bar and like he actually ended up touching it because it got caught on the bar?
Mm.
And so he got disqualified or lost like a bunch of points or whatever.
Wear a cup.
That's everybody. There was like an interviewer who was like, he needs to talk to the drag queens because they can show him how to tape up that shit. I was dying. The comment sections had me living. I think that the best place on earth is TikTok comment sections. It's always a great place to be. You know, it's funny.
Pole vault.
It's cute.
It's the pole vault.
Pole vault. Yeah, I was like, it's got to be like pole something because they're a huge pole. Like, it's fucking massive.
Yeah.
Wait, where they're running and holding it and then they stick it in the ground and they fly over the thing. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Germany has one.
I remember when we were kids and the Olympics was like a huge thing because it was like 2008, probably the one I'm remembering.
Sure.
And
because it was huge specifically.
Well,
that year.
No, it was huge in my childhood because it was like the first Olympics I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, because we were dweebs,
mm-hmm.
all of me and my siblings, pole vaulting was one of the things that we decided we could do at home. And so we all got these sticks and we were running around the yard like, pretending to vault. And of course, there was nothing to vault over. And of course, we didn't get very high because we're children with no training. And we're not on any of the equipment that you, like, were wooden sticks that had fallen from the tree that mm-hmm. were breaking apart because they were dead.
That's definitely safe.
Anyway, I remember doing this and it was one of my favorite things.
Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah. So I figured we would go down the list and, like, try to decide whether they fit or not.
You know, long-ass podcast.
There's only 40 of them in Paris.
Oh. For some reason, I thought there was more.
I also thought there were more. Anyway, archery.
I feel like that is a skill.
I think that fits. Some of my basis comes from it has to be something everyone can do from their country.
Yeah, I agree.
So like, while I think bobsledding does take a lot of like physical effort and skill, it's not something you can do in the middle of Africa. So it shouldn't count.
Well, the Winter Olympics, does every country still go to the Winter Olympics?
Yes, but not every country can train 365 like those countries can.
Yeah, I guess this is true. For some reason, I thought that in the Winter Olympics, you would only go if you could like have winter sports.
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's not true.
I mean, it's not like a you can only do this if you, but more of like a if. But we're in the middle of Africa. We're not going to go to the Winter Olympics because...
No. Well, they wouldn't hold one, of course, because it'd be impossible.
I'm not talking about holding. I mean, like, sending a team or whatever, because they wouldn't have... Well,
they could.
They could if they wanted to, but I'm saying that they probably wouldn't.
They probably wouldn't.
I don't know.
Right, yeah.
In my head, that's how I thought it worked.
They're choosing not to participate because they know that they have no...
Exactly. It's like...
Reason to.
There's no reason to. But there are lots of, like... things that I imagine there aren't any cross-country runners in the Swiss Alps. That sounds like frostbite. That's what that sounds like.
There are athletes from National Olympic Committees, 80 committees with 2,900 athletes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
That's the other thing I want to talk about. The fact that, like, in the Olympics, America sent, like, 500 athletes, and then there are countries that just have one.
Yeah, I agree. That should not be allowed.
That should not be allowed. That should be... There should be a cap amount on how many people you can send, and it should be, like, 20.
Yeah, but then, like, but then you'd have to have, like, Michael Phelps also be pole vault guy.
No. This is what we do. However many things there are, however many, like, sports there are, that's the max of how many people you can send. You can only send one per thing. Well, then I guess it's
well,
like,
then you can't have
multiple gymnasts.
Or rowers.
Oh, well, that's true, too.
Now those whole, all that team's gone.
You can't do the 8-person rowing anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I kind of agree with that, too, that Olympic sports should not require more than one person because the original games were one dude.
Yeah, like the amount of rowing. Like, why do we have one person rowing, 2-person rowing, 4-person rowing, 8-person rowing?
That I think is ridiculous.
And I'm just like, why aren't we don't just have one person rowing?
It's like car engines back in the day.
Like, I get it. Like, teamwork. But, like... In reality, why do we need to watch 7,000 games?
Of the same thing?
Of the same.
I agree with that.
Run, like, of basically, like, they're doing, they're rowing the same river, too.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep. Also.
Very boring.
I think we should do it in the ocean, not the river.
Well, they do it different places, different cities.
Sure. No, I think we should do it in the ocean.
In the ocean All water is so games. Much harder.
I don't care. I think we should get...
That's so much more unpredictable. Do you know how many more people would die in the Olympics doing it in the ocean?
Find a way.
There are sharks out there.
You could do bays.
And like riptides.
Ocean bays that are more calm.
What's the wrong with a river?
You can't fit 80 countries or 80 teams, whatever it was, in a river. You
That's can only not true. Fit like they
five.
Did it?
No, they fit 5 at a time. I want 80.
Why all at the same time? What's the necessary need for that?
What better way to strive for your first place than to see against every other country?
But they're doing that anyway, because if you do it 5 at a time, and the winners go against each other.
The winners don't go against each other, do they?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they don't. It's one and done.
How is there one more win? And then how is there one winner if you're like, they do it only 5 at a time?
Probably have qualifications.
Oh, I bet you what they do is whoever rows the fastest out of all of them is the winner. They don't make them compete against each other.
No, so like, yeah.
I know that this sounds really stupid, me just saying that, because it's like, duh. Of course they give the winning position to the person who rows the fastest.
Mm.
But I mean, like, you row against 5 people. And you could have won first place in that group of 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
But if somebody else in a group of 5 did way faster than you.
You're not first.
You're not first.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. You're first of the 5, not first of the 80.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, it would be a cooler thing. But, like, you have to remember that each place that these things are going to, like, they're completely different terrain. Like, the fact that, like... If I'm aware of the correct thing, Brisbane is making water places for the water sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like that giant like field way out there.
That's cool if they're making them.
They're making it.
I get that.
Because they don't have water here for them to swim in, I guess.
Right. So here's my belief.
They are making people swim through poop water.
I'm not saying
like the Parisians are.
I'm not saying that we should get rid of the games. I'm saying they shouldn't be Olympic games. So we could have a subcategory.
Mm. All right. Well, we've not.
We've only talked one.
Rapid fire.
Okay. So artistic gymnastics. I'm 100% no. Because
what? Everybody can do that.
It's artistic gymnastics, right? Yeah. Everybody can do it. Sure. But it's vague. It's based on my opinion of what you did.
Okay.
Rather than,
whoa,
I know.
Whoa.
What?
You're 100% wrong.
What are you talking about?
Do you know what artistic gymnastics is? It's not artsy. No, there are different qualifications.
That looks artsy to me.
There are different qualifications, okay? And there are different routines that you have to do for the different kind of gymnastics. So, like, traditional gymnastics has the beam, the floor, the vault. and the double pole thingy.
Yeah.
I used to want to be a gymnast. Depression. But I never achieved this lifelong dream of mine. Yeah, my lifelong dreams consist of being a gymnast and being a cheerleader, and I'm not sure what universe thought that those dreams should be bestowed onto myself, but apparently those were my dreams. Anyway, but artistic gymnastics, I don't know the exact routines they have, but I know they have different ones.
Yes.
Because they are not doing the vaults and everything, because traditional gymnastics is about perfection. It's about the point five of a centimeter that you're off the line when you vault over the thing and flip in the air and then land. It's about how many steps you take back when you hit that landing spot. It's about all of those things, right? Artistic gymnastics is not about that. It's about the artistry of dance. It's more like dance gymnastics.
This says,
in my mind,
members.usagym.org women section. Score of each gymnast is determined by adding together the score of the routine's content difficulty score and the execution of that score.
Yeah.
I feel like that is still...
But they are required to do different things. They aren't required to do the same thing. So they're different types of gymnastics. I'm trying to think of a way, like, to show you this. It's like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this. Okay, you've got running, right? And then you have the... What is the one, the running, where they pass the thingy?
Tandem? No.
No. I don't know. It's like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They give
it's
the...
relay or whatever it is. Okay, so they're both running. People are both running, yeah. Right? Except for one person is running all the way to the finish line and they have to get there as fast as possible, right?
Mm.
The other one in the relay is you're running a certain section, then you give it to somebody else and they run the certain section. So as you see, they're both running.
Mm-hmm.
But they are doing different types of running. There are different things required for them in the running that they're doing. And because of that, you train differently. Like relay runners focus on sprinting the shit out of running.
Mm.
Whereas regular runners figure out how to pace themselves correctly in order to keep up first place, which is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then manage to still sprint at the very last second to push themselves over the finish line like everybody else is doing.
How is that different from artistic gymnastics, you said?
Yeah.
How is that different?
Because whereas our traditional gymnastics is focused on these specific techniques and these specific things they're doing.
That's exactly what I just read.
Artistic gymnastics is focused on different techniques.
But I just read it's based on the execution.
Execution of the techniques.
Yes. That is not the same thing as I crossed a laser beam at this time, and that gave me the exact moment.
Everything is about execution, right? But in my head, traditional gymnastics is more strict, and because of the techniques that they are taught, it's way more strict and way more perfectionism, whereas... You know, obviously, artistic gymnastics is still about perfectionism because everything is. Every sport is about perfectionism.
Sure.
It's about winning. Mm-hmm. It's about doing the best you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But they are required to do different things. I don't know what things they have to do because I personally have never watched artistic gymnastics.
I don't know who does.
Anyway,
I don't think it should count. It's based on opinion and rather than...
Everything's based on opinion.
No.
Yeah.
Tell me what's opinionated about a laser beam.
Laser beam? What are you talking about, laser beam?
For a finish line. Somebody crosses, breaks the laser beam. They get the exact time.
Yeah, but they are still...
What's opinion about that?
They can be fouled for opinions of the judges.
Fouled for running too quickly?
No, for like going off their line or like, I don't know,
okay, so
hitting somebody else, touching somebody else.
So there's rules to go... out of line, but there's no rule to get you a better score.
Yeah, but there are different things. It's like with the horse shows. It's all about perfectionism. There are different sports. In order for a sport to be a sport doesn't mean that you have to cross a finish line. That is a very, very narrow-minded view.
That is the way I believe it should be. That's the way all the original games were. The first Olympic game was a cook who ran like 500 meters or whatever it was and won first place. That was the first Olympic game, running.
But haven't we progressed as a society to realize that sports don't have to be just, I got to the finish line first. They can be about...
No, it's pretty much everything in life.
No. Because this is what I'm talking about. This is a worldview that so many people have. And it's like, it's only about the finish line. It's about getting married, having the kids, getting the job, having the car. It's about all these things, right? And mm-hmm. like, we lose the sense of the fact that we as humans are here on this earth, yeah. in this world. We are existing here for our lives. We are not existing to get to some magical finish line, because technically the magical finish line is not even the finish line, because we have the afterlife and we have no idea what that's going to look like. And so your life is not supposed to be about the finish line. It's supposed to be about the journey that you take along the way. It's supposed to be the things, the people that you meet, the things that you achieve that make you happy.
That's cool.
It's supposed to be doing all of that, okay? Mm-hmm. And as a society, I think that we're growing into that realization, hopefully, that we don't have to only focus on our achievements in life. We can focus on the lessons that we learn along the way, and the things that we experience, and the people that we get to know and love and cherish and learn from. And we hopefully have learned that. And so that should be taken into sports and like all other things in our lives. And the Olympics is one of those things. It shouldn't just be about who gets to the finish line first. It should be also who manages to stick the landing on the vault jump and does the prettiest twirl in the air when she does it. Well, technically, I think the boys still do vaults. They do other things, though.
Yeah, I just read the list, and they didn't have matching sets of everything.
No, men's gymnastics, they do different techniques and different mm-hmm. things, because they do something with a beam where it's shorter and it has two handles, whereas the girls do the beam that's just flat, mm-hmm. and you just have to flip on it and do whatever you want. So I'm disproving everything you're saying.
I don't agree with your disapproval.
I am not disproving your opinion, because you're allowed to have your own opinion. It's just allowed to also be a wrong opinion.
Your opinion is wrong. You know what I want to experience in life? Winning. I don't care about anyone else's achievements.
I guess you're allowed to say
that. And that is the opinion of most people in the world.
Yeah, I think those people are really sad people, though.
I don't think so.
Well, I think they're not sad people. I think that they are people who have become so obsessed with one thing, and that one thing is winning. And I think that they will eventually be sad. And I think that people who live the way that I live and who see the things the way that I see them are going to be happier on their deathbeds than any person whose sole purpose in life is to win. Because on their deathbed, they're going to realize that it doesn't matter, I want all those things because I'm dead. And I didn't get to do anything in my life except for focus on winning. Whereas I will die on my deathbed thinking about all the things I've learned and all the memories I've cherished and all of the things I've experienced that I've grown from.
Yeah.
And so
I will have grown with my experience of winning.
Yeah.
On my deathbed.
I think God gives a shit about that. No.
I don't care.
I want you to go up there into heaven and be like, yeah, God, I won. I won. And God's going to be like, you're kind of a shit. Like, I gave you this wonderful life to live, and then the only thing you cared about was winning.
Yeah, so.
And God's going to be like, what did you learn, Dakota?
I didn't need to learn anything. My life is not about getting to the finish line every year or whatever, some race, okay? That's just something I want to achieve in my life,
mm-hmm.
okay? I agree with life is not about the finish line you do every year in the 10th of your life or whatever. You do it at the end. The end is the goal of dying and whatever, right? You're just trying to do as much as you can. That's my goal.
Okay.
That's why achievements matter, because you can look back and say, I did do that.
Yeah, but if you don't care about anything other than that you did that, I think that you miss out on a lot of opportunities to learn. You're not learning as much from these achievements than you could be if you're only focused on having
them. What?
Well,
what do you learn from an achievement other than you're the best?
You can learn what you like could have done better along the way. You could say, hey, yeah, I achieved this thing. Yeah, I won. I'm a winner. But look at all these people that I trampled on all the way. Look at all these people that I disregarded along the way. And then what you said were, I don't care about anybody else's achievements or winning.
Yeah, they are the bar and I have to exceed them.
Yeah, so instead of being like, I'm winning, I'm beating you, you could be thinking about how amazing it is that as a community, as humanity, we all have these achievements that should be celebrated. But in reality, nobody wants to celebrate anybody else's achievements. They only want to celebrate their own. And I think that people as a human race, we lose out on a lot of opportunities to be grateful and to be excited and to be kind to others and like help them celebrate their achievements as well, because we're only focused on getting our own.
I'm slightly skewed from that. I am very grateful that there are other people in the world who are willing to compete.
Yeah, because you want to beat them.
Because and I would have nothing else to do. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if there weren't people like me with my exact mindset, we would have nothing.
We also would have a lot less war.
Anyway, next sport. All right, are you ready for this?
Sure.
Artistic swimming.
What is artistic swimming?
Where they do like the, it's dancing underwater.
Skip through all of the A's because it's all going to be the artistic stuff that you don't like.
There's only two.
Well, you're not going to like this, so we might as well skip it.
Here's
my argument is the same thing for gymnastics.
And you support artistic swimming?
I think that people should be able to allow to do whatever they want.
I'm not saying they're not allowed to. I'm saying it doesn't belong in the Olympics. They can be its own thing. Should not be an Olympic game. Okay. Athletics in general, it just doesn't specify that. Athletics apparently is running. Yeah. Men's and women's, like 100 meter and all that.
Running seems like a pretty standard Olympic game.
I can agree with that. 10,000 meters. That's a long way. Shot put. I think that counts. That should be an Olympic sport.
What is it?
Shot put, I think, is the game where you hold a heavy weight and you throw it. That's it.
You believe that should be an Olympic sport, but not artistic gymnastics?
Yes.
What in the fuck? Anybody can throw a fucking ball.
Exactly.
There's no sport to it then.
But it, what?
I could throw a fucking ball right now. Am I an Olympic gym? Am I an Olympic athlete now?
Once you get in the Olympics, yes.
That's ridiculous.
It's a heavy ball. I don't know. The javelin throw.
Peter Malark this shit. Do you get that reference?
Yes.
Okay.
Discus.
It's discus.
It's like a, it's like the shot put thing, but it's a frisbee shape.
Let's see how far I can throw this frisbee. This is what I'm talking about. Your version of the Olympics is lame as fuck.
No.
Because all you want to do is watch people throw things.
Here, the reason you say like it's lame.
And I'm like, I want to see the passion. I want to see the strategy. I want to see the technique. I want to see the little things.
You don't think there's passion, strategy.
In throwing? A frisbee?
You're so wrong.
I want you to go outside and throw a frisbee with passion.
No, come on. Like, seriously, there are people out there that, like, are
no
really in it.
No offense to all of the frisbee throwers.
And then the relays are in here as well. I'm kind of iffy on the relay because it's just...
Goes back to your whole people can't work together for the Olympics.
Yes. Yeah. It shouldn't be a team effort because only one person is really the winner.
Sure.
But at the same time, I do see some sports where, like, it's required. Like, curling... You don't get that far and that accurate without somebody brushing in front of the stone, whatever that's called. Anyway, badminton should not count. I don't think
should
that
tennis
counts.
Count?
No.
So all the sports that we do for like entertainment, you think we shouldn't have in the Olympics?
Pretty much. Yeah.
So like tennis, basketball, baseball, football, rugby, soccer.
Yep, I would agree. None of those are Olympic sports, even though they're in here.
I mean, I kind of like. Back in the old days, back in previous generations and times, I can see why they would be there. But now that we have such a commercialized society for specifically these sports, they're already competing all throughout the year, winning their trophies and getting their money and all of that. I'm like, maybe we should not have it in the Olympics because it's become its own thing now. So I'm like, we should let the Olympics be its own thing and then let the sports world be its own thing as well.
In baseball in the Olympics, USA, of course, has all the gold medals, right? Because we freaking make a whole sport of it and it's a whole thing over here in America.
Take me out to the, except for that one baseball game we went to in Nashville where the guy was the worst. Oh, man. The teams looked like they were bored. They looked like they were bored. They were like throwing the ball. And I was like, are they even trying?
There's Japanese baseball teams that are
like,
not bad.
What is happening?
That are pretty good, actually. Anyway.
I was like, the food is not good enough here for me to have to watch this terrible game as well.
Beach volleyball?
Yeah.
I don't think that should count. Same reason as tennis.
Yeah, we could literally just cut down the list to all of the ones that you think should be.
Boxing is next. I think boxing should not count.
Hmm.
because we shouldn't have games based on violence.
I think that the boxing should not exist ever, but that's a personal opinion.
I don't agree with that.
I don't think that, unless we're going to go back to the Coliseum, in which we need to step up our game because their infrastructure was hella better back then, apparently.
Mm.
Like, the fact that they could just flood the bottom of the Coliseum and have full-on ship battles? Bitch, where's that shit now?
Breaking is an Olympic sport.
No. Anyway.
Breakdancing is an Olympic sport.
Wait, is that what I saw on TikTok earlier? This guy was rolling around the floor and I was like, what Olympic sport is this? The TikToks, anyway, they were like, and then it was like some kid stitched the video and he's like, look, mom, I'm an Olympic athlete. And then he just like rolls around the floor. Anyway.
Yeah, continue. It should not count.
My favorite thing to come out of the Olympics is the trend on TikTok right now where it's like a person, right, doing one of the Olympic sports, but they fail really bad. And the caption on the video is, unfortunately, I was not invited to the Olympics 2024, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're all funny, okay? Because, mm-hmm. like, it's people failing and making fun of themselves. And I love people who have good sense of humors like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen is when the American gymnast, I think her name is Suni. Probably, I think so. She won last Olympics, won one of the gold medals. Anyway, because Simone Biles wasn't attending, so she was able to. Because Simone Biles takes literally every fucking gold medal that exists. Anyway, and Suni, unfortunately, there was one day in gymnastics this year where everybody was off. Everybody was off. Like, everybody was falling off of the beam. Like, everyone.
Okay.
Which was crazy because, like, these are fucking Olympic athletes. They don't just fall off of the beam. But anyway, so everybody fell off the beam, but Suni was the first one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Suni posted on her TikTok this trend. And instead of her saying, unfortunately, I didn't get asked to the Olympics, she said, unfortunately, I did get asked to the Olympics. And it was the video of her doing her Olympic routine where she fell off the beam. And I died laughing because I was just like, the trend is already so funny. But then she came in and was like, unfortunately, guys, I was asked for the Olympics and I still suck ass. And it was really funny.
That's good.
Anyway, you don't care about my story.
I'm not. I thought it was good. No, I'm glad not, there's people like that.
There's not funny stories anyway.
Not for the Olympics.
Anyway.
Canoe slalom?
Hmm?
Slalom?
Slalom?
Slalom.
What is that?
It's whenever you go like this, serpentine around stuff.
On what? Foot?
On canoe.
Oh.
I said canoe slalom.
But then I asked what, and you only said the last part. So I was like, maybe I misheard him.
Yeah, well, I thought canoe is obvious.
At first, when you said serpentine, I'm imagining people on their bellies just going around.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, I'm sorry.
Olympic sport, worms.
Worms. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, I think that should count as long as it's one person.
As long as it's one person.
Yeah. You don't think so?
I don't know.
Canoe sprint? I think those are different.
How do you sprint on a canoe?
You just go
row
fast.
Really fast?
Yeah.
But aren't you rowing really fast in regular canoeing?
Yes, but it's not a straight line.
Okay.
Those are different.
All right.
One is more like you planned. Like you have to plan your route around things.
Why didn't you turn the lights on? Not the lighting.
Because the day, the fucking clouds got in the way and they weren't in the way for the last hour and now suddenly they're in the way.
Anyway, really dark now.
We're going to deal with
this. Well, no, because the like sun keeps coming up and down and up and down.
It's the clouds. Anyway.
Well, no, I assumed that the sun was fading in and
down?
Out.
Okay. I was just wondering because I've never heard anyone say up and down other than like the sun going to the other side of the coast. Anyway.
One of us went to school and that was not you. It was me.
We both went to school.
So I know that the sun doesn't fade in and out on itself.
Oh my gosh. Cycling BMX freestyle.
What are these names?
You know what BMX is?
No.
Or what? No?
BMX.
BMX?
Is that like BMI?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
BMX. I don't even know what the acronym stands for, but essentially.
So you don't know either.
It's the like You've seen it before.
I'm sure I have.
It's whenever, like, they do jumps on a bicycle, essentially on big, like, hills. They run up the bicycle, up a hill, do a jump.
You mean
flip.
When teenage boys are stupid and they do that?
The equivalent.
Oh, they have an acronym for that. I thought it was just boy stupidity.
No.
Anyway.
It's called BMX.
What does it stand for? Need to know. Because in my head, I'm like...
bicycle motocross?
Why does it have an X?
X is the cross. I don't know.
I hate it when people do this with acronyms.
I guess.
Or when it's like they have
an
N.
Oh, yeah, it is bicycle motocross.
Cross? The acronym for cross as like a word should be C.
Well, motocross is one word too, so it should just be BM, technically.
Man, I hate people and their stupid acronyms.
Anyway, BMX freestyle, I don't think that should count. BMX racing, I can understand that. It's a physical, like, endurance race.
I'm sorry, I just can't.
Cycling mountain bike, I can see that because it's also a race and takes a lot of effort not to kill yourself.
So what you're saying is that the only Olympic sports you think should exist are if you have to race or you have to throw things.
Yes, because those are factual events. It cannot, you can't be like, I don't think she landed on her foot perfectly whenever she ran the 1,000-meter dash.
It's not that opinionated. They televise and they film all this stuff so they can slow it down and see exactly where she is. They have cameras at all angles.
There's
no opinion. It's just fact.
But if I disagree with you on how somebody lands on a balance beam,
then
what?
I can replay the video and see there,
and I'll be
where
like,
she touches
it. I disagree.
And then I'll be like, you should not be an Olympic judge.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think you shouldn't be an Olympic judge.
But if I can replay a video and like seven other judges agree with me, I think that you're the one out.
What if seven of you agree with me?
Then it sounds like I'm the one out.
What if seven agree with both of us?
There are only seven.
Okay, that's fair. That way there's no ties.
I also picked this number out of a hat. I have no idea how many judges there are.
Okay, I don't know how many there are. I don't know how many judges either, but that would make sense if that is the case.
Anyway.
Well,
it has to be an uneven number, I would imagine.
That would be best.
That would be smart of them to do it that way.
Okay, cycling road and cycling track, I think, should fall under BMX racing. It's like...
Yeah, I'm like, why do we need all these teeny tiny, like,
oh,
differences?
Oh, well, I take it back. So, BMX...
Like, do they just have different, like, roads or whatever?
Yeah, BMX racing includes jumps and hills and things like that.
And then the rest of the racing should just include going.
Just road, yeah. So, track shouldn't count, but road, I guess, should. Something like that. Olympic diving?
I like diving.
I don't know what diving is scored on.
Precision.
Precision of what?
Actually, I saw something that said that, like, one of the things they mark you on is, like, if there's a second splash when you go in the water. And so Olympic divers actually do a specific turn in the water when they're coming back up to capture the second splash of water underneath it. And I'm like, that's mega crazy. I fucking pancake if I try to, like, dive. I could never flip enough underneath the water in a specific way to capture a second splash. Anyway,
okay.
It's about the precision, the moves they do. The twin diving, where they have to synchronize, it's synchronized diving, is so crazy because there's this one team and they did it so perfectly. But the thing that's so crazy to me is that the people are not the same size, which, you know, people are like, what? But this one particular team, I watched them. And from the side of the video, I could not tell that there were two people. When I first watched it, I was like, oh my God, this diver's so good. And then they both came up and I was like, what? And I had to rewatch the video and I was like, I can't tell that there's two from this angle. And then they showed a different angle from the front and you can see there's two, obviously. But it was I think it was a girl and a guy. And the girl was shorter than the guy. But they still manage to synchronize themselves so that they look like one person. And I'm like, the skill that that takes is absurd. Because if you think about it, you're not just like having to do things in time with one another. You're having to do things specifically out of time with one another to a specific degree so that it still looks like you're synchronized because one of you is shorter than the other one.
Yeah, you would have to spin a little bit slower
Yeah, as a she would have person. To jump a little bit higher, spin a little bit slower,
mm-hmm.
and like everything to like a certain degree. And that level of training, I'm like, that should be in the Olympics, because that's crazy that you can train yourself enough to do it that way. Is crazy.
You get scored for just diving. You get scored on if a handstand is required, the length of time and quality of the hold. Strike that. I find that to be bullshit. That is an opinionated quality of the hold. Opinionated.
No, I'm sure it's not opinionated, actually.
Opinion. Somebody's got to rule over and say the quality number, because it's not like a measurement. There isn't a scale on there.
Well, I'm sure that the quality of my hold would be very different than the quality of an Olympic medalist's.
And how is that determined?
By anyone who has eyes.
A judge. A judge should not be required for an Olympic sport. A referee to say you broke the rules? I get that. No judge.
Okay. Interesting take, but sure.
The height of the diver at the apex of the dive with mm-hmm. extra height resulting in a higher score. Why does that? That's bullshit too. Somebody who's tall gets a higher score because they're taller?
No, honey. The higher you jump.
That's what it's the height of the diver at the apex of the dive. So if somebody is taller, they could theoretically get a 3-inch height increase.
And so the other ones have to train harder.
Well, I find that to be bullshit.
You want it to be the best. These people want to be the best. So they work hard to be the best.
But it's not fair to countries that don't have
a but they're better in other things.
Height challenged.
That's the thing is, like, it's a give or take. Whenever you're better in one thing, you're not going to be as good as something else.
Yes, I agree. That's true.
That's called life. Accept it and move on.
Distance of the diver from the diving apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. If you jump from a higher spot, you should get more points. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Properly defined body position of the diver according to the dive being performed, including pointed toes, feet touching at all times.
Mm-hmm. They have to keep their feet touching at all times.
Why? What if I don't wanna?
Because that's how you do it correctly.
I don't like diving. It's based on
once again, we were opinions. Just like everything that's not throwing or running.
Equestrian.
Running?
No.
On a horse.
On a horse. Okay, I was gonna say. That's not what a question means. Anyway, sorry. I was like, I'm very surprised that you thought that. Anyway, makes sense that you didn't. Anyway.
So. I also wanted to ride horses. That was another lifelong dream of mine. Dead. Anyway.
You don't have to be dead. Anyway, okay. So, one.
I'm scared of them now, so no, I can't.
Not all. Well, don't be scared. It's easy. Not all countries have horses, like, naturally. What?
I'm pretty sure all horses. There are horses everywhere now. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, now.
Now sure. In the days of like our existence that they are there.
You can get them anywhere, yeah.
Yes,
sure.
I'm pretty sure even in Russia they have horses.
Yes, they have horses.
And Poland.
Yes.
Why? And Costa Rica.
Okay, I was going to say. Puerto Rico. Why are we only talking about countries?
I'm talking way about over the there. Coldest countries, the most southern countries, mm. and everywhere in between, they all have horses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. What do you mean?
Anyway, all right, so.
I think that Dakota just hates horses, actually.
I don't hate horses.
I think that you have an affinity for them.
I
think
don't,
you have a secret desire in your heart.
I don't hate horses.
To kill horses.
What? Kill them?
You that's don't a, want them to exist.
That's a lot, I think. I think that's excessive. I don't want to kill them.
You want them to be wiped from the map.
Why?
I don't know. You just seem like a guy who hates horses, you know?
What?
And then you're telling me that they shouldn't be in the Olympics?
They should not be in the Olympics because the Olympics were about humans doing human things. Not
the humans have to train the fucking horses.
No, it should not count.
You're not like whacking the horse and then having him do it. There's a man on there or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they are leading the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And they have trained that horse.
Yeah. But who's doing all the work? Literally all the work.
They're doing all the work in that specific moment. The horses are doing the work in that specific moment, right?
Yeah.
The trainers have done all of the work from every moment that they have come into that horse's life until that moment.
Okay.
And they're still helping the horse while it's going on.
Yeah, but that horse never wanted to do that, I'm sure.
I'm sure they're not very happy with doing it either.
Yes. So.
Unless they get lots of sugar cubes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Maybe.
Maybe they like sugar cubes.
Did you know there's like an equivalent of Air Force One for horses for the Olympics?
You know, somebody, like, I was watching a video and somebody was like watching the Olympics and they're like, wait, how do the horses get there?
I said that like, at the when we were watching it. Yeah.
Man, maybe I thought it was a video and I was like, man, that person's dumb. How do you think that horses get anywhere?
Well, you can go a lot of ways.
Animals go on planes all of the time.
You can go on planes, on trains, on boats.
Whales go on planes.
Yeah. But I know that it can happen. What I wanted to know is how. And I found out
how.
All
the horses go on a plane.
Yes. But are they shipped into a crate? How does that work? That's what I'm asking, honey. I know that it happens. I want to know what their accommodation is.
I'm assuming it's kind of like a horse trailer, but you're on a plane.
It is just like that, actually. Yeah.
See, I use my powers of deductive thinking and like common sense to determine these things.
I could guess. But that's not as good as knowing. Right. That's not as good as knowing. Guessing is not as good.
Actually, I think that guessing correctly is better than looking something up and then knowing. Because you
But then you would
told,
never know if you were correct.
I can look up afterwards and see if my common sense was correct.
Well, I don't care about knowing before. I care about knowing right.
Yes, but in the world, it would be better.
Oh my gosh.
For me to use my common sense to figure something out and then find out afterwards, oh, I was right. Because that means I'm smarter than somebody who just looked it up.
I don't agree with that.
I don't know. You cannot agree with it just because you have your own little feelings.
I don't have my own feelings in this. I just don't agree. It wouldn't even have to do
you
with
have
me.
You have your feelings of that you don't agree.
Sure, whatever. Anyway, so...
Whatever.
There's...
like a child.
There's like 60 stalls for like regular horses who don't want to pay first class. And then they all get to mingle together kind of with... Well, mingle together as in they're in their own boxes, but there's like, they can see each other. They're all just in the same area.
You mean like in a stable or in a horse trailer?
Like in a stall, horse stall, yeah.
Yes, like in a horse trailer. You have multiple stalls in a horse trailer.
Well, usually
they are separated, but they can still see each other.
Yeah, but they're usually fenced off so where they don't.
No, not always. Yeah. Sometimes it's just a little fence and then they can still poke their heads through.
Yeah, they can. Anyway. And then there's the first class seating where it's not like that. You are walled off. They do get their own section.
That's probably for horses where the owners know that they don't like being around other horses.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they don't want the other horses touching it.
Does cost more.
Yeah. Everything costs more if you want to be by yourself. If you want a bigger room, if you want a bigger space. We have to pay first class if we want a larger seat. Why shouldn't the horses?
I don't know.
Makes sense.
But they also get in-flight... snacks? I found out.
No, honey. I thought that they were just going to put all these horses on the plane and starve them.
What do they get?
These are Olympic horses.
I think that's cool, though, that they get they have to store hay and stuff on the plane to feed these horses.
You're very entertained by this, and it's a very normal life
thing. I just think that's cool.
You think it's cool that animals can travel like the rest of humanity can?
Yeah. Fencing.
That's such a
stupid. It's not a stupid
It's
sport.
Not stupid.
I think it would be a better sport if they were real swords.
But it's not running or throwing something, so why do you think it's a sport? It's based on technicality and technique.
That's
and
why
position.
I think a real sword would make it not technicality.
Because you're like, then they could die. Oh my God. And you, anyway, but you said that boxing shouldn't be in there because it's violent.
I was just about to say that. Anyway. It goes along with boxing. It's a violent sport. It should not be in the Olympics.
Did you see that the fencer from one of the countries, I don't remember which one it was, she won gold and then revealed she was 7 months pregnant. Mm. Everybody was like, what? What?
I watched two, I'm not sure that they were Olympians, but I watched two fencers collide with one another.
It's not allowed. I don't think.
Why I don't
I think your little stickies are the only thing that are supposed to touch each other.
Well, yeah, I think that was the thing is I don't think it's not allowed. I think they're just like, why the hell did that happen? That wasn't supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. But they both collided into each other and fell backwards.
I'm just thinking about this one time where like I was at work and we have the trolleys we're pushing, right?
Mm.
And I'm pushing my trolley and there's somebody else pushing their trolley and we're going to pass. And I was like, I feel like we're in the medieval ages and we should have the jousting sticks.
That'd be good.
He was like, that would be so cool. I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was like, maybe we should joust with celery or something.
Football, aka soccer.
No.
I don't think that should.
We already covered this.
It counts as a multiple person requirement sport.
No, well, that's not what I said, but.
Golf?
No, it's, as I said, all of the sports that are commercialized and have their own
the
competitions all throughout the. I'm assuming you touch your ball with your hand. You go whack.
Okay, it's televised sport. It shouldn't count.
Yeah, so if it's a televised, commercialized competition sport all throughout the year, there's no reason it should be in the Olympics. We already have trophies and money for this.
Hockey and judo.
Yep.
Does get disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
Marathon swimming.
Hell yeah.
I think that should be
swim,
okay.
Swim.
Modern pentathlon. Oh, it's when you do a whole bunch of things.
Yep. I'm guessing 5 things.
You're correct. Imagine that.
Oh my God.
It looks like.
I'm so dead. I'm so funny.
It looks like fencing, swimming, equestrian, running, and shooting.
Damn. One person does all of this?
Apparently.
Holy shit. That's fucking epic.
Unless it's America. We have like 16 people to switch out for everything and we call it one
that
sport.
That shouldn't be allowed.
It shouldn't.
If it's a pentathlon, then you should have to only have one person do it.
Yeah. I don't know if that is the case or not.
Anywho.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
Another technique? Another set of techniques?
Rowing.
Row.
Slightly different from canoeing.
Row.
At that point, it's not rowing if there's only one person.
You can row just one person.
Yeah, well, one.
You row at the gym and it's just one person.
Yeah.
And it's based off of the sport of rowing.
Right, but you would be rowing with a group normally.
No.
What I'm saying is like.
There are groups, yes, of rowing, but there are single rowers. You're still rowing the boat.
But at that point. Is there really much difference between rowing and canoeing if you're only one person? The only thing that I can think of is the boat shape and
no.
the oar shape.
Whoa. It's a completely different technique. Canoeing, you go, nero, nero, nero. Rowing is this. There are two oars. You're pulling two oars.
Okay.
That is a completely different technique.
All right.
And sport.
I can give you that.
And you do completely different muscle groups when doing that.
Okay.
You have to train like completely differently.
All right. Sure. Rugby. That shouldn't count because it's televised sport.
Mm-hmm.
Sailing. I don't think that should count.
I'm so sorry. Sailing. What do you do? Draw your race to the finish line?
Yeah.
So then according to your rule, it should be a sport.
It should not count because it's not human done.
Well, it is somewhat. But also you're relying on the wind. And if
yeah,
you
exactly.
don't have wind that day, it sucks for you.
If you rowed on your sailboat, maybe that would count.
But then why wouldn't you just row?
It would be a rowboat.
Row your boat gently down.
Shooting.
Precision. Again, technique.
Well, that's factual. You can say the center to the bullet hole is different.
You would say that shooting should be an Olympic sport.
I don't. Well, that here's the thing.
Swine.
How much different is shooting from archery? I definitely think archery should be there, but then how can I disqualify shooting?
Well, archery is a way harder than shooting. Shooting, you go, pew. Or archery.
Like
yeah, I was in the pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Pretty sick. Anyway.
Archery, you have to like pull the thing back. And you have to aim and you have to use your own strength.
Okay, I can see
that. Or archery.
I agree with that.
Dakota doesn't like archery because I beat him on our honeymoon.
What does that mean? I suddenly don't like archery.
It's a sore spot for him. He forgot about the one time his wife actually beat him in a sport. All of the other couples were like, well, it's okay, bro. All of the husbands were like, it's okay, bro. And you're like, because they're all on their honeymoons and they're all like, oh no. Anyway, I'm like, I'm a very humble winner though, in the time. I'm not about
to
like. Oh
yeah, in the time.
I'm not
30
about
minutes
to...
later, you're like, oh, I won. Did you see me win? Look at my achievements.
Exciting.
I have an achievement over you
no.
now. I'm first place.
That's like, I'm not a competitive person, so I'm not going to like jump around and like, oh, win. Beat you. Like, I'm not about to do that, right? But it is cool that I actually wanted something and I'm not a sporty person. Mm-hmm. So it is pretty cool that I managed to beat somebody who is a sporty person. Not even just someone. I beat all the other couples too.
Yeah.
So that was nice. But, you know,
we won.
It's not my crowning achievement in life. Like, honestly, I hadn't thought about it until this very moment when we were talking about sports and archery. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I won archery one time.
You did.
Yeah. Anyway.
And you beat me and technically everyone else.
That was like literally the first time I like used a bow and arrow, honestly. Mm. I was channeling my inner Susan Pevensey.
That went over my head. Who the hell is that?
How does that go over your head?
Like an arrow?
How?
And an apple.
That's fucking Narnia. Oh. How does that go over your head?
I don't know the people's names.
Susan is the one of the four children.
I don't know the last name. I just know Susan. As soon as you said the last name, I just didn't get it. You said Susan, and I was like, oh, yeah, that person.
Sure. And then I said Pevensey, and you're like, no, not that person.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, Pevensey? Who the hell is that?
The Pevenseys.
I didn't know that.
It was Peter, Edmund, Susan, Lucy, Pevensey.
Okay. Shooting, disqualified because it doesn't rely on strength?
I don't know. I feel like it could still be an Olympic sport. It makes sense. I'm sticking with my only thing that should not be included is already televised sports.
Mm, well, technically, both of those are televised.
Well, I mean, I guess if you think about it, all of these other sports have other televised things. Like, yeah. Runners have other things, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like the sports industry for, like, tennis and badminton and, like, football and all this other stuff, they make so much money from it,
mm-hmm.
and it's so big into our culture. Like, how many of you people turn on the Sunday TV and watch a gymnastics routine?
Nobody.
Exactly.
I've never done that in my life, and I hope to never do so.
So that's why I'm like, this should be on the Olympics, because it's not readily available. It's really just for the people who are practicing their art.
Okay. I think that just helped solidify my opinion on not having gymnastics.
Anyway.
Nobody wants it, obviously.
Everybody loves gymnastics. It's one of the huge things of the Olympics. I would say that 90% of the people who watch the Olympics, when I say Olympics, the first thing they think of are probably gymnastics.
That is not what I think of.
What do you think of?
Shot put, running, the original ones.
Shot put?
Shot put. We talked about that.
Throwing that stupid ball?
Yes.
I think of things like the pole vaulting. And gymnastics and the rowing and the swimming and the diving. Those are the things that come to my
swimming
mind first.
Swimming can be an Olympic sport. Yeah, I believe that.
Anyway, continue with your stupid
skateboarding
theory. No, absolutely not. I'm not making an Olympic sport out of something douchetards do when they're fucking 15.
Holy
and they
want
to seem cool.
That's so mean.
I am traumatized because I went through a period of being like, I want to be a skater girl, which basically just meant that I wanted to be a girl who liked skater boys. And I was like, now I'm traumatized by that because who the fuck was I trying to be?
You know anyway, who's winning right now?
In skateboarding.
In skateboarding?
Sure.
Japan.
Some dude. Oh, Japan.
And then Australia.
Australians skateboard a lot. The number of boys that have nearly run me over skateboarding, it's a lot of them.
And then USA.
Yeah, they're probably from LA, I guarantee it.
Probably. But it's women's and men's street and women's and men's park.
Yeah, because the park is the stuff where they like skateboard on the hills and do all the stupid tricks.
Sport climbing, that's just rock wall, I guess. Quickly.
How quickly can you scale this thing?
I think that should count as an Olympic sport.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not. I just think it's funny.
Yeah. Surfing?
How are they doing surfing in the fucking Paris? Where are they surfing?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. I don't know. What are they basing that off of? Like, how long you managed to stay on the wave?
I guess.
How many people don't die and drown?
I don't know.
It just seems like an odd sport to have.
Another sport requires a judge.
Surfing takes a lot of technique, though. I just think it's not what I would think of when I like think Olympics.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Swimming again for some reason?
Well, there are different types of swimming.
Oh, this is just everything that isn't marathon swimming and the different styles of swimming, which mm-hmm. I don't agree with.
Swim, swim.
I think it should just be freestyle, and then you do whatever you want.
Did you see, like, the girl who won the women's swimming? She was so far ahead of everybody else.
They, like, lapped people?
No, because it's just one thing. But whenever we were, like, the cameras were honing on to her on her last finish thing, like, you couldn't even see anyone else in the camera pan.
Yeah.
That's how far behind everybody else was. She, like, touched the finish line, flipped up, went up to the top, took her mask off, and then only just then were people actually arriving. And I'm like, that's just gotta suck.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name. It's something Ledecky or something. Something like that.
Table tennis, aka ping pong.
Ping pong. No.
I don't think that should count for me.
If it's a sport that people can play, like, please tell me pool is not on the Olympic sports.
It isn't, but I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what I'm saying, is, like, if pool's not allowed to be an Olympic sport, neither should be table tennis.
Ping pong. Taekwondo.
That's based off of technique and such.
But it's fighting.
It's peaceful fighting in some ways.
It's fighting.
No.
Tennis.
Hand-to-hand combat, you know. No, once again, televised sporty thing.
Trampoline.
What do you do on a trampoline?
Same thing you do diving, just in the air this time.
I don't know, I guess so. There's, like, a lot of really weird, odd things.
Triathlon.
Yeah, that's a tip. Yeah, I can see that being in.
Swimming, bicycling, and running. I can see that. Similar to the pentathlon.
I always think that they should do swimming last. Because then you're all wet. Mm-hmm. It should be running, bicycling, swimming.
Volleyball. Televised.
Mm-hmm.
Water polo.
Mm-hmm. Water polo. Have you ever seen a water polo game?
We're playing basketball in the water.
Yeah, basically.
Televised.
I mean, it's more niche, but sure.
Yeah. Weightlifting. Should not...
You're lifting something that's kind of like throwing something.
I don't need to throw
you're
it to count.
Throwing things in the air with your body.
Weightlifting has to controlled do with throwing. Is just strength.
Yeah.
And like form. But that's only to benefit your strength. So I can see that counting mm-hmm. as an Olympic sport, in my opinion. Wrestling.
No.
No. It has to do with fighting. And that's the Paris 24 games.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think those should count, the ones I said. Mostly gymnastics and diving.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't like them so much. I think it's because I like them.
Don't. You have all of these predetermined answers for me. Like, you ask a question, and you'd be like, this is why.
No,
and
I said,
don't even have a chance.
This, no, because I don't say it is that way. I say, I think it is, which gives you the opportunity to say, well, what you think is not true.
Well, what you think is not true.
Anyway, I never say that this is what you're thinking. I only say I think it's
but
what you're
said
thinking.
Earlier, you were like, Dakota has a sore spot for this event when I kicked his ass at archery.
That was joking, though. It wasn't actually for reals.
For reals.
But I do think that you don't like gymnastics and diving, specifically because those were the two I said I liked the most. Because I said I liked the most, and then you were like, I hate them the most.
Yes.
I shouldn't be there. I think that they shouldn't be in there. So I just feel like that's suspicious timing.
It's not. This is the second time where you've been like, I love this. And I was like, I absolutely hate that thing.
Yeah. Which makes it suspicious.
Carrots. The other day was carrots on Subway sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
no, I don't. I don't think a judge should be the qualification. That's my thing, is that it leads to bias. Whereas a marker, a laser, is factual. You can't disprove it. You know, it is correct. Mathematically determinable. That's what I like.
Mm.
Yes. I think there should be rules. I can understand, like, if you could somehow run faster backwards, that running backwards would not be allowed. You know, something like that. Rules, I can understand that. But a judgment call, I don't think that should count. I think a laser who's doing this mathematically with time, precision, that's accurate. Humans are not.
Mm.
Yeah. A machine can get it precise to like a millionth of a second, where we can barely do a second.
Well, I guess that wraps up this episode.
Yeah. That's my opinion. Sorry. What is your opinion?
Everybody knows my opinion on this.
You think it counts because it has to do with strength and precision?
I think that exactly what I said earlier when I went on my whole topic earlier. That's exactly what I think.
Yeah.
So there we go. Anyway. Thanks for joining us, guys. Appreciate you listening.
Sorry
in.
We're late. We've been late.
We don't care anymore. We're just doing whatever we want to.
We don't have consistent working schedules anymore.
Yeah.
Which will get better hopefully when we come back to the States.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
Anywho.
You have any Olympians you want to shout out?
I always like Simone Biles. I was there when I watched her first Olympics she did. Remember her first gymnastics routine?
I don't watch the Olympics.
I don't really watch the Olympics that much either. I just know a lot about it because I'm on the internet.
The media, yeah.
The media that covers it.
Why watch for 6 hours when somebody will condense it into 10 seconds?
Yeah. Anywho.
Anywho.
Good times.
Thanks, short form media. My attention span has never been greater.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for another episode. We'll get to you guys when we get to you guys. Bye.
Whenever that is. We don't even know when this is going out. You want a high five? No. All the way.
Anyway. Bye.
Is that what? They're like fist bumps. They go. But hey, high fives, they go.